Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
A new tradition is coming back to Oklahoma City, bringing over 9,000 head of the most elite cattle genetics North America has to offer. Cattlemen and women from 46 states and several Canadian provinces will be displaying cattle that'll fit any ranching operation. With more than 20 sales taking place in Oklahoma City, the opportunities are endless to better the genetic future of your herd. The Cattlemen's Congress has quickly become the largest cattle show in the world, so join us January 1st through the 16th in Oklahoma City. Learn more at cattlemenscongress.com.
And today's livestock futures got off to the new year here just a little bit lower. February live cattle finished 77 lower at 138.92. The April live cattle, the next month out, down 62 at 144.20. Today's down day just brings us back a little bit closer to the 20-day moving average on the February live cattle. We're still above it, so we could still have a reversal. We're not even 50% of the last rally from mid-December to about three trading sessions ago. Not really in a downtrend yet, more of a consolidation type trade at this point. The feeder cattle were anywhere from 40 to 62 lower, with January's down 62 at 166.25. The March is down 42 here at 169.52. Oklahoma City was called steady to $5 lower, so that's a little bit disappointing there on the feeder cattle in Oklahoma City. But we're just now getting back to the big runs, of course. Today's the first sale they've had in, 2 weeks? So that's kind of an opening day, if you will, for 2022, and giving us an idea what the cash market looks like after the holidays. The hogs are down 35 in February, 81.12. The April's down 7 cents at 86.65. But really a quiet day to start the new year.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes for Union Mutual Insurance. Union Mutual has been serving the insurance needs of farmers and ranchers since 1938. That's 83 years of protecting rural Americans, providing town and country, poultry house, and legacy rural actual cash value policies. With 300 agents to serve you, it's time to take a good hard look at Union Mutual Insurance Company. For the agent nearest you, go to unionmutualic.com or give them a call, 405-286-7703.
The grain futures market was mixed today. We had corn anywhere from one and a half or so higher to 4 cents lower. The weakness came in March, down 4 at 589 and a quarter. The maize down 4 here at 591. March corn has really sold off about 30 cents in the last 5 or so trading sessions. So disappointing there. The beans, on the other hand, were 14 to 16 cents higher. Marches are going to close up 16 and a quarter at 1355. They are off the highs, just like the corn's off the highs, but today's strength gives us some momentum. Maybe going back and test the high from the other day on the 28th, it got as high as 13.84. That's about 30 cents higher than the current price. The wheat futures down here, the Kansas City July down 8 3/4 to 7.89. We did have some moisture and some snowfall, I think relatively low amounts compared to what was expected. So I was actually thinking with the overnight rally that the wheat market would be higher throughout the day, but it wasn't. So really disappointing here. I'm afraid that the hedge funds, which are already short wheat, are adding to that short position. Today's cotton futures look like they're going to be 63 higher in March at 113.23. December of next year is up 30 cents here at 92.95. Currently, the Dow Jones up about 190.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.